Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you this morning.
谢谢大家邀请我今天来这里跟大家来分享。
It's a topic that's definitely on my heart.
这个题目在我的心上很久了。
So when I was very young and I was about to head out to college,
在我非常年轻的时候，我将要入大学之前。
My mother realized that the only thing I could really cook was cereal and microwave dinners.
我妈妈知道我会做的菜呢，只有那个麦片，还有把在微波炉叮叮的东西。So
she realized that this was going to be a problem for college. So she taught me some very simple dishes to make.
她知道我上大学的话会很麻烦，所以呢，她就要教我做一些菜。
And one of them was egg flour soup.
其中一样呢，就是那个蛋花汤。
Have you guys made egg flour soup before?
你们会不会弄这个蛋花汤？
It's so simple, right? Well, I mean, you can add a lot of things to it.
非常简单，当然你可以加很多不同的东西进去。
But my mom gave me two ingredients.
但我妈妈给我两个食材。
Chicken broth.
鸡汤。
And scrambled eggs.
鸡蛋。
Right? You boil it and stir it in, right?
那你那个鸡汤, 煮开了以后就把鸡蛋放进去搅了就好了。
It's such a simple recipe that if you're missing one ingredient, you can't have the dish, right?
是很简单的那个食谱，但是呢，如果你缺少了其中一样的东西的话，那就不成蛋花汤了。
Yeah, no eggs, you just have chicken broth. No chicken broth, you just have scrambled eggs.
没有鸡蛋，只有鸡汤。没有鸡汤，只有鸡蛋哦。Yeah.
And it will ruin the dish without both ingredients, right?
那如果没有两样东西的话，那就不成一个蛋花汤。
So if I don't know if anyone will remember, last year I talked about two ingredients to parenting.
去年呢，我在这里跟大家有分享过教养孩子两个很主要的要素，不晓得你们记不记得。
And I was going to test you if you remembered, but they already put it up there. So.
我本来想要测试你们一下，但是已经在 PowerPoint 上面了。
But the two ingredients are relationships and firm boundaries.
但这两个要素呢，就是关系还有坚定的界限。
And I certainly don't expect you guys to all remember, but this is why we're repeating it so that we can remember.
当然，我不是要求大家要记住了，所以呢，现在就跟大家重温一下。
So with relationship, a lot of mental health professionals, they say, well, your family needs to have warmth and love.
很多心理专家说，关系呢，就是需要有温暖，需要有爱。
So firm boundaries are just the rules and expectations of the house.
那坚定的界限是什么呢？就是有规则，还有一些你对他们的一些期待。So
in having good, firm boundaries doesn't mean you're supposed to just be more like very, very strict. Like you know, the stricter the better. That's not what it is.
要有坚定的界限，并不代表说你要非常的严厉。But
you have rules and expectations that promote safety, health, and the development of your child.
这些界限其实是要帮助小孩子健康的成长，还有给他们有一个安全的环境来成长。But
if you're missing an ingredient, it can be disastrous.
但如果你缺少了其中一个要素，那就后果就不好了。So
I want to share with you this morning a story of something that I experienced when I was a youth pastor a long time ago.
我想跟大家分享一个故事，是很久以前我亲身的经历。
A mother and her son, they had just a bad relationship.
一个妈妈跟她的儿子的关系非常的不好。And
she asked me to meet with her son because he was being disobedient.
她邀请我跟她的儿子来谈话，因为他们的关系不好，她不听话。So
he sat in my office and we began to chat and I just wanted to see how things were, what was going on at home.
那这个儿子呢，坐在我的办公室里面，我们开始谈话，看看发生了什么事情。And
it didn't take more than a few minutes and mom kind of burst into the room.
不少几分钟呢，那个妈妈就冲进了我的办公室。And
she began to scold him and lecture him in front of me.
在我面前，她就开始教训这个儿子。
And I think then she told me about something that happened earlier on this week, and I think this is why she wanted me to meet with her and her son.
那然后妈妈就告诉我一件事情，我想大概因为这件事情，她想我跟她的儿子来谈话。
She was you know, scolding him, and the way he got her to stop was he grabbed a kitchen knife and pointed it at himself.
妈妈呢正在骂这个小孩子，那小孩子想他的妈妈停，那他怎么做呢？他就拿着一把刀指向他自己。
And so she kept asking, why did you do this? Why did you do this? And she looked at me, why would he do this?
她就不停地问她的儿子，你为什么这么做？她也问我，为什么他会这样子做？
And then she started to scold him again for doing that.
她又责骂他了。
And I can see this student just like shrinking into his chair.
那我看到这个儿子在他的椅子上面身体一直直地在缩起来了。
And he just stopped talking.
他不再讲话。
He wasn't talking to his mom, he wasn't talking to me.
他不跟他的妈妈讲话，也不跟我讲话了。
And a lot of professionals will say that, you know, this is stonewalling, and this is the worst stage of a relationship.
很多专家说这个是好像在你旁边 起了一道墙一般，你不再跟任何人讲话，那这个是很糟糕的情况。
So before I was a parent, I looked at this situation, and I saw it from the viewpoint of the child.
当我当爸爸之前，我是从这个儿子的角度去看这件事情。
And it was clear to me that, you know, the constant scolding made this kid feel like he could do nothing right.
这不断的责骂让这个孩子觉得他做任何事情都是不对的。
I think it was destroying him inside.
好像在他里面把他压碎了。
And the only way to make mom stop was to hurt himself.
唯一能够让妈妈停下来的办法就是伤害她自己。
And now as a parent, I think about this and I realize, you know, I'm sure the mom loved her son very deeply.
现在我身为爸爸，我意识到这个妈妈应该是非常的爱她的儿子。
And to me, that means that she thought she was rescuing him.
她可能在想，我所做的就其实在拯救我的孩子。
She's rescuing him by lecturing and correcting and criticizing.
她透过教训他、纠正他，还有去责骂他，来期望去救他回来。
And it's sad to think about it because her attempts to save her child were actually just crushing him.
但她试图去拯救这个孩子的行为呢，却把这个孩子压碎了，其实是很难过的一件事情。
So this is something that's really hard for parents to, including myself, to admit.
这是一件作为父母亲很难去承认的一件事情。
We love our kids so much, and we would do anything for them.
我们非常的爱我们的孩子，我们会愿意为他们做任何的事情。
But sometimes we just don't know what to do and how to do it.
那有些时候我们根本不晓得该做什么，或者是怎么去做。
And sometimes we think, well, as long as I'm doing this out of love, then it must be okay.
我们有时会想，如果我本意是好的，是出于爱的去做，那就可以了。
But what I learned from this story is that sometimes, like, our intentions do not match the impact that it has.
但从刚才的故事里面，我体会到，有时候我们的本意并不能决定出来的影响力。So,
as parents, we need to be learners.
所以作为父母，我们需要学习。We
need to be growing as parents.
我们需要不断的成长。
For the sake of our children, for our families, for God's kingdom, we need to grow.
为了我们的孩子，我们的家庭，为了神的国度的缘故，我们必须要成长。
And hopefully, this one thing is an encouragement.
希望这个成为大家的一个鼓励。
It's not too late.
现在还不是太晚哦。
It doesn't matter if you're a new parent or your child is out of the house.
不管你是新手的父母，还是你的孩子已经长大成人。
When they're out of the house, of course, your influence changes, but your relationship will still have a tremendous impact on your child.
虽然他们可能已经长大成人离开了家，但是你对他们的影响还是有一致的延伸到他们成年人的阶段。
And with a good relationship, you can have an influence on them all the way into their adult lives.
当你跟他有好的关系的话，你对他的影响一直的会到他成年人的阶段。
So maybe some of you here, you've been a parent, like for like 3 or 4 years and you're tired.
可能当中有些人你们做了父母三四年你觉得很累哦。
Yeah, you have another 50, 60 years to go.
那其实你还有50年、60年的时光。
So it's not too late, right?
不是太晚哦。
But also for those of you guys who are not parents or haven't been parents.
那当我们当中可能有些人还没有做父母的。
This sermon is actually about relationships.
其实我们今天讲的是跟关系有关的。
And so I think you can apply it in all the relationships in your life.
其实你可以应用到不同的关系上面。
And so today we're going to look at Deuteronomy 6.
今天我们要看《申命记》第六章。
So, can you guys? Oh, do you need to look at it?
第六到第七节。
Okay, okay.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Good job. I can't see that. You know, Maggie translated in the Cantonese congregation this morning. Did you guys know that?
这不需要翻译了。
Good job, right? Good job. Okay.
大家不好意思，如果翻译有口音，真的不好意思啊。
Okay, let me pray real quick.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you just for this topic today.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你今天的题目。
And thank you for your word that challenges us as parents to be good stewards of the children that you put in our lives.
谢谢你对我们的话语来挑战我们，要成为你托付给我们的儿女的好管家。
Father, we need your wisdom.
父啊，我们需要你的智慧。
We need your grace to help us to grow.
我们需要从你而来的恩典来帮助我们去成长。
And so, Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would be upon us.
父神，我们祈求圣灵在我们当中
molding us, shaping us into the parents you want us to be.
磨造我们，塑造我们，成为你想我们成为的父母。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know what I really love about this passage is I think it paints a beautiful picture of what parenting looks like.
我非常喜欢这一段经文，因为呢，它描绘了一幅图画，是关于真正的那个教养孩童是怎么样的。
And of course, in parenting, there's times for instruction and teaching. But this verse actually, I think, is part of the reason why we develop the theme that we have for this message.
当然，在教养儿女的时候有需要去教导、去管教，但是呢，这一幅图画是帮助我今天，做了这一个化谈心为教养的这个题目。
Yeah, parenting through conversations.
就是化谈心为教养。
So I think there's two important words in this passage.
在这一段经文里面有两个很重要的词。
Two verbs, I should say. The first verb, I think, is translated sort of like to teach, right?
第一个词就是一个动词是教训。
And so the ESV kind of uses the same word, and then the NIV uses a word called the word impress.
在英文的翻译 ，ESV 的版本是教训的意思，但是在英文的 NIV 版本呢，它用了一个翻译，就是刻在心上的意思。
I think these are pretty good translations. And as you know, with translating, it's sort of an art form, right?
这些都是不错的翻译。你们知道，翻译其实是一种艺术。
But the literal meaning of this Hebrew word right here is actually the word repeat.
但是呢，这个希伯来文的直接的翻译是重复。
And so, for example, there's a passage where Elijah, God asked Elijah to continuously, like repeatedly, pour water on a sacrifice.
在圣经里面有提到，神吩咐以利亚要不断的、重复的浇水在祭物上面。
So the idea of this word is that we are to repeat something.
这的就是意思，就是我们要重复一些东西。
And the second word in this passage, I really like the way this version translates it.
另外一个动词呢，我非常喜欢这个翻译。
The word they use is discuss.
就是谈论的意思。
And so in the Hebrew, like for this word, it actually has a pretty broad range of meanings.
在原文呢，这个字有很多不同的意思。
So you can use it to just simply talking, or it can be used for making statements, or it can be used for even like a command.
可以翻译成为谈话，可以是发表一个言论，或者是命令。
So just like in any translation, a lot of times the meaning of the word is dependent on the context.
但是翻译的一个原则就是我们要看上下文。
So what picture does Deuteronomy 6 paint?
那《申命记》第六章所描绘的是一幅怎么样的图画呢？
We have a picture of a parent sitting in the house with his children.
我们看到一个父母亲在家里坐在那边跟他的孩子一起。
Or a father and mother walking alongside with their children on a road.
或者是跟孩子一起行在路上。
Or maybe when you lie down next to your child.
或者是在他们的身边躺下来
or rising up, maybe waking them up in the morning.
起来的时候，可能是你要早上叫他们起床。
It's a picture of everyday life.
就是日常生活的一个图画。
It's not a moment of conflict.
不是有冲突的画面。
I don't think it's a formal setting for teaching.
也不是一个很像正式的一个教导的一个场景。
It's casual, intimate moment.
是一个非常随意的、非常亲密的一个时刻。
So what is this verse saying?
那所以这一节经文讲的是什么呢？
So what it's not saying is just to repeat the Ten Commandments to your kids again and again and again.
那他这里不是谈论到的是什么呢？不是说到你要不停重复那个十诫。
So it's not saying, you know, wake up your child in the morning, like, good morning, son.Do not murder.
那你早上叫你儿子起床，不要跟他说啊，早安啊，儿子，不要杀人哦。
Or like you pick them up from school and you go, "Hey, bud, how's your day? Keep the Sabbath holy."
又或者你接他放学的时候，你跟他说，哎，你今天怎么了？记住哦，要守那个安息日啊。
So it's a picture of a parent connecting with their child.
这个是一幅那个父母亲跟孩子连结的图画。
So the way I understand Deuteronomy 6:7 is have a lot of spiritual conversations with your kids.
那我自己对这一节经文的理解就是跟我们的孩子有很多属灵的对话。
So I totally missed this. I'm sorry, but yeah.We covered this, right? But here's some pointers about starting conversations with your kids.
那这里有一些一些指标，我们怎么样可以跟我们的孩子展开对话
？Yeah, when does your kid talk to you the most?
你的孩子什么时候跟你们谈话最多的呢
？Now, this isn't the case for every family, but a lot of parents say that their kids talk to them the most when they're driving in the car together.
有很多家庭都说他们的孩子在车上面其实跟他们谈话最多。
It could be after you feed them.
又可能是他们饭后会谈很多话。
And maybe those are the best times to actually have a conversation with them.
那可能那些就是最好对话的时刻。
And a good way to start a conversation is to ask an open-ended question.
那要展开对话，我们可以尝试用开放式的问题。
An open-ended question is not a question that is just like a yes-no answer.
开放式问题的意思就是说，那个答案不单单是是或者是不是。
Did you have a good day?
你今天好吗
？Yes.
好。
Or no, right?
不好，那就没了。
Or, you know, how was your day? Fine.
或者是很简单，你今天怎么好啊
？Okay, depending on.Your relationship with the kid, but an open-ended question example is like, well, what was the best part of your day? Like, what was your highlight?
那其中一个例子，开放式问题的例子可以是，今天什么地方是最好的呢？有什么特别的东西呢？
And this is the most important part: is that you listen and try to understand.
那最重要的是你倾听去理解。
And then when you share, you don't lecture.
还有当你分享的时候不要说教。
So I'll give you an example. My son and I were driving in a car.
给你一个例子，我跟我的儿子我们在车上。
And he was talking to me about one of his favorite music artists.
他跟我谈到他一个非常喜欢的歌手。
And this artist actually died a few years ago.
其实这个歌手呢几年前已经去世了。
And this guy had a lot of character flaws.
这个歌手有很多性格的缺陷。
My son talked to me about like a lot of the lyrics in his music. Sometimes he would bring up Christian themes.
那我儿子跟我谈到他的这个歌手的歌词里面呢，有时候会有一些基督教的背景。
And it was obvious that he had a Christian upbringing, but you could also hear in his lyrics that he was struggling with some of those things.
那你可以听得出他是有一个基督教的成长的背景，但是他有很多的信仰上的挣扎。
So I just asked my son an open-ended question. I said, "Where do you think he is right now?"
那我问我儿子一个开放式的问题，你觉得这个歌手现在在什么地方呢？
And he thought about it for a while.
他想了想。
And he just started sharing about what he knew about this artist's life.
那然后就跟我分享，这个歌手的一些生平。
You know, we just talked about it, and eventually he asked me, like, "What do you think?"
我们谈话之后，他最后问我，爸爸，你觉得呢？
And then that's when I made sure I shared very briefly.
那我确保我给他一个简单的答案。
Instead of lecturing him, like if he was interested in what I said, then he'll ask more questions.
我不是说教，因为如果他对我所讲的有兴趣的话，他会不断的继续的问我问题。
We just had a conversation about the gospel.
那我们的谈话就变成是关于福音的谈话。
I give you another example.
另外一个例子。
With my other son, we're in the car again.
我跟我另外一个儿子同样在车上面。
And he was talking about a video game he was playing.
那他在跟我谈到一个他所玩的一个电子游戏。
And the main character of this video game was a criminal.
那里面的那个主角呢是一个罪犯。
But toward the end of this video game, he tried to change his life.
那但是后来呢，他尝试去改变他的生命。
And the word redemption is in the title of the of this video game.
那这个游戏的题目呢有。救赎这个词。
So I asked my son, "Do you know what the word redemption means?"
那我问我儿子，你知不知道救赎是什么意思呢？
And then even later on in this video game, this main character was looking for justice and actually killed like a very evil person. Yeah.
那到后来的这个游戏里面，这个主角呢，他要寻找他的公义，所以呢，他杀了一个非常邪恶的一个人。
So I asked him, I said, "Hey, how do you think God would feel about that? That main character's decision?"
那我问他说，你觉得神会对于这个主角的那个决定有什么的反应呢？
Yeah, we had a conversation about revenge and justice or grace.
那我们就谈到呢，报酬跟公义跟恩典。
And this is all without lecturing.
没有说教。
So I want to take just a moment to kind of step away from this idea of conversation. And well, not that it's different, but that I want to focus on the idea of relationship.
那现在我们暂时来看一下关系这个题目。
Because a good conversation strengthens your relationship with your children.
因为一个好的对话呢，会加强你跟你孩子的关系。
And I just want to share an example of how important a strong relationship is to parenting.
那我想跟你们分享一个例子，是关于好的关系怎么样去加强你们之间的互动。
Yeah. And I have a friend of mine, she treats children with major traumas in their life.
我有一个朋友，他专门呢是治疗一些孩子，经历过一些创伤的孩子。
Many of these kids were abused.
很多孩子呢经历过被虐待。
And she told me they would come into her clinic kicking and screaming and biting their mothers.
他们到他的诊所的时候呢，会去踢啊、打啊，甚至乎会咬他们的母亲。
And so the therapist would teach the mother how to play with the child.
那治疗师呢，就会教妈妈怎么样去跟小孩子去玩。
They call it play therapy.
就是游戏治疗。
And of course, there's more to it than this, but the main purpose of that was to improve the attachment between mother and child.
那主要的目的呢，就是要改善 孩子跟妈妈之间的联系。
So they're teaching them how to be just with your child and be very attentive to their needs.
但是教导妈妈怎么样，就是在你的孩子旁边去关注他们的需要。
How to listen to them without judging them.
就聆听他们，不要去批判他们。
And by the end of several sessions of therapy, the children would be crawling into the mother's lap, hugging and kissing her.
那几趟治疗之后呢，这些孩子会爬到妈妈的怀中，拥抱他们，去亲亲他们。
It turns out that your relationship is the foundation of your parenting.
关系其实是我们教养孩童的基础。
By strengthening the relationship, you can improve the boundaries, the behavior of your kids.
当你的关系加强的话，你就可以改善你孩子的行为。
So the reason why we're talking about conversations is because conversations can help us build our relationship with our children if we do it the right way.
那为什么我们会谈到对话呢？因为好的对话会帮我们加强我们跟孩子的关系。
So I want to share this one principle that Dr. Becky Kennedy wrote in one of her books.
我想跟大家分享一个原则，就是这个 Dr. Becky Kennedy 在她的书中谈到的。
And I kind of changed it a little bit. I call it a two truths principle.
我叫它两个原则，两个真理原则。
Two truths basically is the basic idea that when you're in a room with one other person,
这个两个真理的原则谈到呢，当你在一个房间里面跟另外一个人在一起的话
，There's usually two different sets of thoughts, two different kinds of feelings about something, and two different perspectives.
就会有两种不同的想法、感受或者是观点。
Now, if you enter into a relationship with only this one truth mode, then you believe that there's only one perspective, one feeling, and one right truth.
当你怀着一个真理的原则进入一个关系的话，你就会觉得只有一种合理的想法、感受或者是观点。
So how will you relate to this person if you come at it with a one truth perspective?
那如果你是怀着这个一个真理的原则的话，那你会跟对方怎么样相处呢？
That means that someone is right and someone is wrong.
这表明一个人是对的，另外一个人是错的。
And so that means when you enter into this conversation, you're going to focus on convincing.
那你们的对话呢，就会注重于要说服对方。
And here's the problem with only focusing on convincing. Convincing kills connection.
那注重说服对方的话呢，就会把你们的关系破坏掉。
Convincing negates or erases the person's thoughts or feelings.
你要去说服对方的话呢，就等于否定了对方的感受、他的想法、他的经验。
But a two-truth principle is you come into this relationship knowing that there's going to be multiple thoughts, feelings, and perspectives.
那这个两个真理原则呢，就是你进入一段关系的时候，你知道有多种合理的想法、感受和观点。
And if you accept this, that means that instead of focusing on convincing, you focus on understanding.
那如果你接受这个原则的话，你就不会注重去要说服对方，而是去理解对方。
And when you focus on understanding, it builds connection.
当你注重去理解对方的话，你就会建立这个联系。
It builds the relationship.
建立关系。
And so let me give you guys an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
This is actually something that Dr. Becky Kennedy, her example, so I'll give credit to that.
这个是 Dr. Becky Kennedy 的一个例子。
So imagine that your boss, you go to your boss and you want to get a raise.
想象一下，你到你的老板前面，跟他说：“请你可不可以叫我薪水
？”And you give him a lot of reasons for why you've been working hard and your performance, you know, a raise is well deserved because of your performance.
那你跟他说：“我有工作有多么的努力，我表现有多么的好，所以你应该要加我的薪水的。
”Now imagine your boss says, "Our budget has been cut drastically, and we have to let some people go."
那想象你老板跟你说，哎呦，我们的预算大大的减少了，我们要甚至要裁员。
And he says, you still have a job, but there's just no way we can give you a raise.
你仍然有你的工作，但不好意思，我们不可以加你的薪水。
Now imagine your boss, like the next day, sees you, and he can tell that you're really disappointed.
想象你的老板隔天看到你非常的失望。
So here's an example of a one truth or two truth response your boss might give you.
那你的老板可以用以下的回应，一个是一个真理的回应，一个是两个真理的回应。
So one truth response would be like this. It says, you know, it wasn't possible to give you that raise. Come on, be grateful that you still have a job.
那一个真理的回应会是怎么样呢？就是哦，要加薪啊，不可能呢。那你仍然有工作，你应该感恩了吧
？Now, it's not that his perspective is wrong.
他的观点其实没有错的。
But how does that response make you feel?
但他的回应让你有什么感受呢
？It's a one truth response, which means that he's just trying to convince you of feeling or thinking differently.
他这个是一个真理的回应，就是要说服你去改变你的想法。
And so you may, the feeling you might get is that you would feel embarrassed.
你的反应可能你的感觉会尴尬。
Or you might feel angry or undervalued.
又或许你会觉得愤怒，甚至你的价值觉得被低估了。
Because from this statement, it sounds like your boss does not understand how hard you worked.
因为你老板的回应当中，你听得出来，他好像不太理解你有多么的努力。
It feels like he doesn't understand why you're disappointed.
他好像不太明白你为什么会感到失望。
He's convincing and erasing your thoughts and your feelings.
他在说服你，他尝试去否定你的感受，你的观感。
But a two truth response is more like this.
一个两个真理的回应呢
？I just couldn't make the raise happen, and still, I get that you're disappointed. I'd feel the same way.
我真的没有办法上调你的薪水，我明白你感到失望。若是我，我也会跟你一样。
So do you feel the difference here?
你们有没有感受到那个分别啊
？The boss doesn't even need to apologize, but in that statement, the employee feels more valued.
那个老板其实没有道歉，但是呢，那个员工已经感觉到他有价值了。
Because the boss recognized that there are two truths here.
因为这个老板他意识到有两个真理。
There can be more than one feeling that is valid.
可以有多过一个合理的感受。
There are different perspectives and thoughts that are acceptable.
有不同的想法跟观点是可以接受的。
So this is an example of the workforce where we don't expect any real sympathy from our managers, right?
这是一个在工作的环境的一个例子。其实我们不太想到我们的老板会真的同情我们，是吗
？Yeah, except for this church, you know, Pastor Chang's a good boss.
除了在这个教会以外，因为郑牧师是非常好的老板。
So now imagine this. So like, imagine bringing this two truths. How much our spouses and our children need these.This two-truth perspective.
是想象把这个两个真理的回应应用在我们跟孩子和配偶的关系上，他们多么的需要这个两个真理的回应。
And with a lot of therapists, this is what they're doing with a lot of marriage therapy. They're trying to get the two sides to understand that there's two truths.
其实在很多婚姻的治疗里面，治疗师都是要双方尝试去理解原来有两个真理的存在。
And your children need this because they feel more connected to you if you understand their thoughts and feelings.
你的孩子也需要，因为他们会觉得跟你更加的连接，当你去理解他的感受和他的想法的时候。
So how can you apply this to parenting?
那你怎么样应用在教养孩童上呢
？So imagine your child wanted to watch a movie and you said, "Oh, you realize that this movie is not appropriate for their age."
想象你的孩子跟你说他要看一部电影，但是你觉得对他们的年龄来说是不合适的。
And the child gets really upset, right?
孩子非常的不高兴。
And so there's different ways you could respond to your child being upset.
那你有可以有不同的回应。
And here's a one truth and two truth response example. So a one truth response would be, excuse me, it would be, why are you mad? You should be thankful you have a TV and I let you watch your favorite shows.
一个真理的回应呢，可能是这样：为什么你要生气呢？你该为我们有这个电视机而感恩，而且呢，我们还让你看你最喜欢看的电视节目。
So this is convincing, right? You're trying to convince your child of one truth.
你尝试去说服你的孩子。
You're erasing their thoughts and their feelings.
你否定他们的感受，他们的想法。
Hey, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we never express our own ideas or correct our children.
我不是在说我们不要去表达我们自己的想法。
But we can still, enforce our boundaries and still validate and recognize their feelings and thoughts.
我们其实可以执行我们的界限，但同时去理解对方的感受。
So here's a two truth response.
两个真理的回应会是这样。
It says two things are true, sweetie. First, I have decided that you cannot watch this movie.
两件事都是真的，宝贝。第一，我决定了你不能看那部电影。
Second, you're upset and mad at me, like really mad at me. I hear that and I even understand it. You're allowed to be mad.
第二，你生我的气和不高兴是非常的生气，我听到了，我甚至明白你为什么生气，你是可以生气的。
Okay, so I just want to clarify, this does not mean that they can be rude, but it does mean that they could be mad.
我想澄清的是，我不是在说他们可以无理的对待我们，但是他们是可以生气的。
But here you're still validating their feelings.
你是去承认、去接受他们有他们的感受。
So imagine this child continues to protest.
那想象这个孩子继续的抗议。
And so maybe one way to handle it, you can say this.
那你可以说
，I know that you're really mad. I get it. There are a lot of other movies we can watch. Let me know if you want to pick one of those.
我知道你还是很生气，我明白。其实有很多其他的电影你可以看，你告诉我你想看哪一部电影呢？
So in this situation, you see the parent has not changed their boundaries, right?
这父母没有改变他们的界限。
But they changed the way they are relating to the child.
但是他们改变了怎么样跟孩子有关系，怎么样相处。
This might not fix everything.
这个可能不能改变所有的东西。
They still might be mad.
他们可能还是会生气哦。
But you don't have to be mad.
但你不需要生气。
And you can accept their different thoughts and feelings.
你可以接受他们有不同的看法。
And I found that this always helps.
我发觉这个真的是可以帮到忙。
Because you're enforcing boundaries but still pursuing the relationship.
这个可以非常的帮我们忙，因为呢，我们持守我们的界限，那同时呢，我们可以加强我们的关系。
So this is an example for children, right?
这个是跟年纪可能比较幼的孩子的一个例子。
And with teenagers, it's trickier, right?
但是面对呢青少年呢，可能就麻烦一点。
They get smarter.
他们越来越聪明。
They get better at debating.
他们可以跟你来有辩论。
They want to be more independent, and they're very hormonal.
他们想独立，他们而且呢会被那个荷尔蒙来影响。
Which means they can be very emotional.
他们可以非常的情绪化。
All right. So, but with a two truth perspective.
但是呢，有这个两个真理的观点。
You don't have to yell and scream.
你不需要破口大骂。
So, earlier this week, I had a bad conversation with my son.
这个星期较早之前，我跟我儿子有一个不太好的对话。
And it's funny because I was writing this message in the middle of the conversation. I realized I'm just focused on convincing him.
我在准备讲章的时候，我跟他有这个对话。那我突然发觉，其实我在尝试说服他。
And of course, it's okay for me to share my perspective, but I did not take any opportunity to try to understand my son.
我要跟他分享我的观点，这个是可以的，但是我其实没有停下来去尝试理解他的想法。
I was listening so I can disagree with him.
我在听，是为了要跟他反驳。
That's not listening.
其实这个不是真的听。
So if you're in one of these long power struggle arguments,
如果你在这个漫长的一个权力斗争的争论里面，
it's important to recognize this, and for me, this is what I do.
你真的需要去意识到有这样一个争论的存在，那我会怎么做呢？
A lot of people actually recommend that when the conversation gets bad, it might be good to just take a break from it.
有很多人都会同意，如果你们的谈论去了一个不太好的地步的话，其实是需要停下来。
Like take a step back. I told my son, I don't think this conversation is going to do anything good.
那就往后退一步，我告诉我儿子，我觉得我们的谈话其实达不到什么目的。
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's talk about this another time.
我们休息一下，我们找个时间再谈。
And then when you take a step back, I want to challenge you, like think about that conversation.
当你往后退一步的时候，我鼓励你，我挑战你去反思一下你们刚才所谈论的。
How were you pursuing one truth?
你是不是在坚持一个真理？
How were you dismissing your child's thoughts and feelings?
你是不是在否定你孩子的感受和想法？
And when you did that, how does everyone feel?
那当你这么做的时候，大家的感受是什么呢？
And maybe think about how can I show him that I understand him or her?
你怎么样可以表现出你真的想去理解你的孩子呢？
How can I show them that I understand how they're feeling?
你怎么样去表现出你理解他的想法和感受呢？
And for me, after like we've taken like a break, I always try to repair the relationship.
至于我呢，我休息以后呢，我尝试去修补我们的关系。
So you know, my son, his love language is food. So if I buy him a boba, he's like happy.
我的儿子呢，他的爱的语言是食物。那我买了一个波霸给他，他就非常的高兴。
He loves watching movies or shows, and sometimes maybe we'll watch something together.
他很喜欢看电影啊，电视节目啊，有时候我会跟他一起的看。
And then when we come back to the conversation, I come back to it with a two truth mindset.
当我们重回那个谈论的时候呢，我就怀着一个两个真理的原则来跟他谈论。
Which means no yelling.
不会破口大骂他。
Acknowledging their thoughts and feelings.
我接受接纳他有他的想法跟感受。
And say, I get it. You know, I might feel the same way.
你可以跟他说，我知道了。若是我，我可能也会这样子的想。
So maybe when you actually understand your kid, they might actually change your mind.
当你真的理解你的孩子的时候，可能你的想法也会改变哦。
But I always tell my kid, if they change my mind, I was like, I didn't change my mind because you were rude to me.
那我常常告诉我的孩子，我改变了我的主意，不是因为你们对我无理哦。
But then sometimes if we hold on to our boundaries or our decision, I'm still trying to connect with my son.
当我坚守我的界限的时候，我还是尝试跟我的孩子有这个关系，跟他的联系。
And when we do that, things are always, they are always better from with the two truth mindset.
当我怀着一个两个真理的原则去跟他沟通的时候，情况往往是往好的方向去走的。
So I'll give you just one more example.
我会再给大家一个例子。
So there was a family I know, the mother and son, their relationship was kind of falling apart.
我认识一个家庭，那个母亲呢跟儿子的关系，好像面临破裂的边缘。
There was so many arguments about the boundaries that were there and some of the rules and there's just so much argument.
他们有非常多的争论关于界限，关于规矩。
But the family dynamics were interesting. The mother was always the one that was disciplining.
有趣的是，这个妈妈呢，通常都是管教的那一方。
The father was trying to be the peacemaker, so he tried to just focus on the relationship.
那父亲呢，他常常就是要去和平之子的角色。
So So I made a suggestion. I said, why don't you guys switch roles?
那我就建议他们，你们要不要调换一下你们的角色呢？
Like, mom, I want you to really focus on your relationship with your son.
妈妈，我想你去注重你跟儿子的关系。
And dad, you need to do some disciplining.
那爸爸呢，你要去管教。
So, you know, I was really surprised the mother completely changed the way she was relating to her son.
那我发觉呢，这个妈妈跟她儿子的相处完完全全的改变了，我非常的惊讶。
They were joking around.
他们会开玩笑。
They were doing things that's fun together.
他们会做一些有趣的事情。
You know, she spent as much time she could, like maybe like shopping or like.You know, buying food for him, whatever.
他会跟儿子花时间相处，会跟他去逛街啊，买波霸给他。
It wasn't perfect, but it was a day and night change.
其实不是完美，但是呢，那个情况真的是天差地别。
And then, what the parents noticed was that the son started to act very differently.
然后呢，他们发觉这个儿子呢也有很大的改变。
He started being more thoughtful of his mom.
他开始关心他的妈妈。
They would, let's say if the dad and the son were out and they were getting boba, the son would go, let's get one for mom.
当爸爸跟儿子出去买波霸的时候，他会说，哎，我们买一个给妈妈吧。
He was, when she was upset, he'd be concerned for her.
当妈妈不开心的时候，儿子会主动的去关心。
There are times when he was more affectionate, he'd be giving her hugs.
那儿子呢，甚至乎会去拥抱他的妈妈。
But here's the thing: is like the boundaries actually never changed.
但奇妙的是，他们的界限从来没有改变。
The same rules and you know expectations.
规矩啊，期待啊，通通都是一样的。
But the relationship was completely different.
但是关系就完全改变了。
And it made it so much easier for them to all agree.On the right boundaries.
那他们要去执行他们的界限，要同意界限的时候，其实是容易很多。
I asked this mom. I said, "How did you change? Like, how did you do that?"
我问这个妈妈，你怎么样改变的呢？
She said, "I came to the realization that if I didn't change, I would lose my relationship with my son."
她说，我意识到如果我不改变的话，我会失去跟儿子的关系。
So we talked about ingredients to parenting earlier.
我们谈到教养孩童的要素。
Maybe in the parenting ingredients, maybe it's 3 servings of relationship and 1 serving of boundaries.
其实呢，教养孩童的材料可能是3份关系，1份界限。
Yeah, that's not like.Founded on any research, but what I'm trying to say is that relationship is the foundation of your parenting.
这个呢，其实没有研究的根据，但是我想强调的是，关系是你们教养孩童的一个基础。
So, like, what I meant, the 3 parts was not founded on. They understand, right? They get it. Okay, I'm over-explaining. Sorry. There's 2 things that I want to share with you guys. These are 2 resources that I think will help you guys with your relationship with your kids.
最后呢，想跟大家分享两个给父母的资源。
There's this website, it's called Milieu, milieubox.com.
第一个是 milieubox.com.
I know the people that designed this.
我认识创作这个工具的那些人。
And it's actually based on some of the play therapy models that I talked about earlier.
这个是根据我刚才跟你们谈到的游戏治疗的一些方法。
And the focus is on they create these activities that you can do with your children.
他们呢，发明了或者是他们设计了一些活动，是父母跟孩子可以一起去参与的。
They're a lot of fun, but the thing is, like after each activity, it is a springboard for discussion.
那是很有趣的活动，但活动之后呢，他们还有一些材料是让你可以跟孩子有谈话的。
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it.
我听到很好的回馈。
The other website that I'd like you guys to take a look at.
另外一个网站呢?
If you're a parent of a teen, access.org is a really good website.
如果你是青少年的父母的话, access.org是一个非常好的资源。
They have parenting guides, and they have these conversation starters.
他们有一些给父母的指引, 还有怎么样去开展对话的一些材料。
And you know, like, when your kids are using a lot of slang, and you know it's English, but you still don't understand them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们的孩子可能会讲很多话是英文，但是他们用的口语是很地道的，是我们听不明白的。They
even have this culture translator in there that helps you understand them.
在这个access.org的网站上面有一个文化翻译器，那你们可以把那个口语打进去，就可以帮你翻译。And
the guys, they talk about all these different parenting issues, and it helps you start a conversation with your child.
他们也有很多不同的题目，这个跟做父母的相关的题目，可以跟你跟孩子展开对话。All
right, let's pray.
好，我们来祷告。Father,
you are the greatest example of what it means to be a parent.
父神啊，你是作为父亲最好的一个榜样。You
instill your laws and you impress them upon our hearts.
你去把你的真理刻在我们心上。And
yet you are a God who is so patient and full of love.
那你同时非常的忍耐，蛮有爱。A
God of just endless grace and patience.
你有不尽的恩典和怜悯。Help
us to be the fathers and mothers that you are.
帮助我们成为好像你一样的爸爸妈妈。Help
us to be the fathers and mothers that you want us to be.
帮助我们成为你想我们成为的爸爸妈妈。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen. Amen.